When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello and welcome to Top Stories. It's me, Tiff Stevenson, and I'm very happy to be here. Where else would I be? Let's go back to Bugle 4044 and the year 2017, where I made my second appearance on the show alongside Andy and Hari Kondabalu for an episode titled Nuke the Amazon.
Top story this week, and Trump at the United Nations. Sensational action. From the High Priest of Prating. Hari, this all happened at the UN on your doorstep. What's your take on the extraordinary performance of your national leader?
Well, he didn't insult that many people. That's good.
Right.
He was fairly even. Didn't yell. There weren't any threats, you know, the normal, like, dictatorial behavior that we're used to. He did, however, say that he's a big fan of the United Nations, in part because he built the Trump Tower across from the UN, which ended up being good for him.
Right.
The audience was very confused as to how that was relevant. It was not a good speech. Apparently, Kim Jong-un laughed so hard that peasant blood came out of his nose.
Wow.
Was it an ungood speech?
It was very ungood.
His sound bites have been really quite incredible with Kim Jong, haven't they? Because it was Fire and Fury, then it was Locked and Loaded. And I was like, I think he's just naming Jason Statham films. That's what he's doing. Like, describing himself as militaristic, and I think that he's got that confused with materialistic.
Right.
Because you can't describe yourself as militaristic when you dodge the draft. A number of times. And the other one, what was the other one he said? Rocket man. He called him a rocket man, which I love because in Scotland, rocket means idiot. So maybe his mum taught him that one.
Oh, right.
You know, like, bolt your rocket.
He also got a nation confused. He created the African nation of Nambia. I think he meant Namibia.
And maybe crossed it with Gambia?
Gambia and Zambia.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But to be fair, most Americans probably would not have thought Namibia or Gambia was a country until this came out.
Right. So basically he's being educational by introducing Americans not to just one country, Namibia, but to three countries, including Zambia and Gambia, that he could also have been referring to. Also,
oh, yes, it was deliberate. It was absolutely deliberate.
Right. I mean, also, I mean, you think about it, he's helping the Namibian economy, which, you know, is not one of the world's great economies, to improve by, you know, save a syllable, boost the economy, all that extra time spent saying the ear, the first ear of Namibia.
Well, yeah, if you add that up. All the ink on your official documents.
Yeah, you add that up over 100 years, that could boost the economy by up to £30,000. You can't sniff at that in this day and age.
What about 30,000 to use another African currency, Zimbabwean dollars?
Right.
Which is about a penny.
Well, sadly, I don't think the Zimbabwean dollar is quite as glorious as it used to be. I think.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, I mean, we should cling to it. We should never let it go. And we, I mean, it's the favourite. It is the official currency of the Bugle podcast, the Zimbabwean dollar. You're getting paid in Zimbabwean dollars.
Am I?
Yeah.
I've always wanted someone to say, you look $1 million, and then say, Zimbabwean. I like the fact that he was in the morning of the first day. Like the Secretary General appealed for calm rhetoric.
Oh yeah,
and then put Trump up first, which is sort of like saying, "Oh, Mr. Ball, welcome to the China shop. Come in, but do be careful. Everything's terribly. Oh, it, that's the Ming vase broken."
It got some pretty poor reviews. The Iranian foreign minister called it an ignorant hate speech that belongs in medieval times. Which I think Trump will probably put on his election posters next time. Sew up his core vote. North Korea called it a dog's bark. I'm not sure entirely what they meant by that. but, yeah, I mean, that could be complimentary or rude. But we did have Kim Jong-un describing Donald Trump as a dotard this week. Now, no one knows if he invented this word, or it is, in fact, technically, I was just reading, a 14th century Old English word. And, I mean, it is possible that Kim Jong-un is just a massive fan of early English poetry. He's been studying.
You'd normally go to Boris Johnson for one of those.
Yeah.
He seems to have the dictionary of out-of-date, ridiculous, stupid, idiotic things to say.
You'd really emphasise the syllable dick in that.
Yeah. Dicks.
He said, it is entirely up to us whether we lift the world to new heights or let it fall into a valley of disrepair. Which, I mean, does, bearing in mind that he is the man who spent the last 18 months holding the world by the ankles, dangling it over the edge of the Valley of Disrepair. It is entirely up to you. Yes!
I want to go to the Valley of Disrepair.
Yeah, and you imagine you'll get a pretty cheap holiday there.
Yeah. Is it near, like, well, what would it be near? Like, is it like a canyon?
Well, I don't know.
Imagine it's somewhere in America.
There was that, you know, the famous poet, the...
It's called America.
In remembering the great victory that led to this body's founding, so the origin of the United Nations after the Second World War, we must never forget that those heroes who fought against evil also fought for the nations that they love. Patriotism led the Poles to die to save Poland, the French to fight for a free France, and the Brits to stand strong for Britain. Now, I mean, it's amazing that patriotism proved, you know, apparently, according to no less a source than the President of America, the decisive factor in the Second World War. And imagine how different the result could have been if the teams on the other side had been patriotic as well. Hang on, Mr. History! Hang on! Basically, the thrust of Trump's speech was that nations acting in their own self-interest creates a more stable world. So let us just check with history on that one. I'm delighted to have history on the line now to clear this one up for us. Hello, history.
Hello, Andy. Big fan of the show.
History, thanks for joining us on the Bugle. Is Mr. Trump right to say that nations acting in their own self-interest does, in fact, create a more stable world?
Hang on, Andy. Let me just check my notes for you. No. Not there either. No. Definitely not. Oh, definitely not that one. No. No, it's a definite no, Andy. It's no. Although it does, I guess, depend what you mean by stable. Do you mean stable as in riven by conflict, inequality, resentment and exploitation?
No, Hitch, I don't really mean that.
All it's a no, then. Definitely a no. Anything else?
How are you feeling at the moment, history?
I don't know! I keep telling myself conflicting stories and I don't understand anything anymore! I'm scarred by regret and I'm sick of people flatly ignoring my lessons, but I don't really f***ing know what lessons I'm trying to teach anymore! I'm confused, I'm angry, and I'm f***ing tired! Go f***ing find yourself another pass! I quit!
Well, that all came flooding out there. History,
Andy,
having a tough time.
Yep. Why is history northern?
Well, it's look at the Industrial Revolution.
You know nothing. Yeah. Andy, can you call history back and see if he repeats himself?
Boom. Well, yes. I mean, if history is anything like my accents, yes, he does repeat himself.
I mean, all Trump had to do, honestly, is just do the Bill Pullman speech from Independence Day, because it wouldn't have made sense, but what he said really didn't make sense, and at least it would have been enjoyable for everyone. And if he did it every time, it's like, oh, Trump's going to pull out the speech again, that's great. And it's just, at least it's something to look forward to when he speaks. It's not going to make sense either way, and who doesn't like that speech? It's very unifying.
He could do like loads of different speeches from big films. And then every time it would be a treat. You go, how's he going to interpret, Pacino in Any Given Sunday? And that would, you're right, you would just look forward to that.
Yeah. I think this could be the future for all political rhetoric. Just rabble-rousing speeches from great movie scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, also, the Trump has well documented, a proud family history of stealing other people's speeches. So,
I mean, did anyone like what he said? I mean, it felt like none of the leaders liked him.
Oh, Netanyahu loved it.
Netanyahu was the only one. Yeah. And it sort of reminded me of, like, you know, when you have a birthday party and all your cool mates are there.
I never had cool mates. I don't know. I've never had a cool mate.
Well, just your friends. Let's just say friends. All your friends are there and your mum's forced you to invite your weird, shameful cousin, you know, the one that tried to get off of you and said, what, it's not illegal. you're like, Mum, no one likes him. No one wants him here. And she's like, he's a nice boy. He always asks how I am. And your mum is basically Netanyahu.
Right.
In that scenario. Yes, who was the only person there who, don't ask me about my weird cousin.
Okay.
I could see you looking at me going.
You did kind of leave that little sub-story hanging there, but, you know, let's move on.
Well, Theresa May kind of addressed him without actually saying his name. She basically said that, like, climate change and terrorism are kind of on the same page, and, you know, by neglecting working on climate change, you know, you're damaging the world. So she was basically subtweeting Trump. and here's one of the highlights of what she said. Maybe some of us are more concerned about climate change because we live on the earth and not in our big fat heads. My God, he has a mouth that looks like an anus. The environment trumps money. It trumps money. Yeah, I'm talking about him. You know, and that's what I wrote down.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think Trump's the kind of guy who doesn't believe in global warming because sometimes it's snowing in Washington, and that is why they call it the White House?
I don't think he believes in global warming because he's the devil and it's hot in hell.
Thanks for listening. More top stories tomorrow and yesterday and the day after that or the day before that. I don't know. Am I confusing? If you want to hear me doing my thing, listen to Catharsis now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.